Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We are still excited about what God is doing. Amen. And He is so awesome. And we bless Him today. We bless Him this night. Glory to God. Glory to God. Tonight, I want to talk about partakers. We are partakers of His divine nature. Amen. We are what?
Partakers
of His divine nature. That's what we want to talk about tonight. 2 Peter, praise God. 2 Peter 1 and 4, King James. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped what? The corruption that is in the world through lust. Life was given to us in Christ Jesus. 1 John 2:25. 1 John 2:25. And this is the promise that He has promised us, even life eternal. Or even eternal life. Then in 1 Corinthians 15:49, and as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of the heavenly, Heavenly man. So, I want to talk about we are partakers of divine life. Let's, for just a little clarity I want to bring. First Peter. Let's back up to 1 Peter 1:25. Of the chapter. So I want to talk about partakers. Hallelujah. Simon Peter, still reading the King James. Bondservant apostle of Jesus Christ. To those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Notice that we obtain like precious faith. The scripture says, God, and this is what Mark says, have the God kind of faith. Right? Then he said here that to those who have obtained like pressure faith, which is telling us we have the same kind of faith that he has. Right? Y'all gonna follow me tonight? So if I have the same identical faith that God had, and it came from the God who gave life to us, I have to have the same kind of life that he has in order to operate in the same kind of faith. So he said, grace and peace. What? Grace and peace be multiplied to you. How? In the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As, this is how we got it, as his divine power has given unto us all things. How many things? All things. So he gave us everything. So if we have been given everything, can you tell me what's missing? If you got everything, can you tell me what's missing? All right. So he gave me everything that pertains, notice, that pertains to what? Life and godliness. That pertains to what? Life and godliness. through the knowledge of him who will call us to glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceeding, here we go, exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of his what? Divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. All right? To have God's nature, his life, who he is, this is what happened. I want you to listen to this. I'm going to read it as he gave it to me. Then we're going to dig in just a little bit further when we get finished. When you was dead in sin, and separated from him, we were all dead, and we had no life in us. Can you agree? But he became our substitute and took our place. And it became his death and we were dead with him.